Filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, good morning. It's a radio show about El Paso history. One more time. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning. Am I on?
You're testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Talk again.
Okay, we're talking again.
You're there.
I can't hear
myself. We just spent 5 minutes doing this. Right. Anyway, that's good morning. Good. It's history in El Paso because El Paso needs to know about its history. That's what we figured out. And it's kind of an interesting thing because as I grew up here as a kid, I was talking earlier, I really didn't know the history. Nobody told me. I didn't really care. I left town. And I came back and said, what the heck happened here? And finding it out is just an amazing journey.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I enjoy it.
And now today we're talking about the Spanish influence. But in the meantime, before we get there, we need to tell people about things going on here, like 690 AM is where you find us and where else.
Well, you can also go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, where you can also listen to us anywhere on the planet that you have an internet connection. You can get the iHeartRadio app and put it on your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer, and you'll never miss another one of our shows or any of the great shows on iHeart.
It's just that kind of day.
I know.
So anyway, we've got all that figured out, but you got trivia?
I've got trivia coming out my ears today.
That's right.
We have $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's. And we also have, we have a cell phone. Somebody's waving at me.
Oh, no, I'm not waving. I'm just
trying to get. By the
way, that's Felipe Solis. Yeah, she's waving at me like, what? If I had done that on your TV show, then
this is true.
Felipe just happened to be here this morning.
I know.
It's Felipe Solis. Hi, Felipe. How are you?
I'm well. You know, it's wonderful to see you.
It's a funny thing. You were just strolling by, and here you are. But, you know,
he knocked on the door and said, hey, there must be a history show.
Come on in.
But it would appear that you brought your mother with you.
I did.
Rita. Rita Triana, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you wouldn't expect a normal introduction here, would you?
No. She picked me up early, and I got my walker, and we came over here.
And you're all set?
Yes.
So welcome here. You know, while you're here, Felipe, you might just spend a couple hours with us talking history.
Sure.
Oh, wait, sit down here.
My son just got his master's. I better do well.
In history. Just showed up. How about that?
Well, she was one of the first people to interview me over, 25 years ago.
Just about 20 years ago.
With the Red Cross.
That's right.
With the Red Cross.
There's so many things about Felipe that we need to know. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, my gosh. The things I probably don't even know about Felipe.
Yeah. Well, we've had some detectives. We didn't. We really did. You got nervous when I said that.
I did. I was like, wait.
Do we need to know, Felipe?
Yes, this is a live call-in show, so you never know who might call in.
We haven't even gotten through the open yet, but you need to tell us about Pepe's and Kenny Tio and all that stuff we're going to get into today.
Oh, ow.
What?
Choice.
Do something.
I know. Well, Pepe's and Kenny Tio, the best New Mexican food in the area. We're going to have $20 in gift certificates to give away, or one of your wonderful
DVDs.
El Paso Gold DVD, which we have the Tom Lee's El Paso. We have many of them that are upside down, and I can't read them. Begoffin, the Women's Club. We've got El Paso.
You don't have them memorized?
No, what you'd think. I couldn't even remember the phone number. Try to call in here this morning.
Five,
that's where I'm at. El Paso Gold. We have the.
We have our lovely assistant coming in to help you.
Yes, I
Someone's
know.
Going to come in and turn these over so that you can read them right side up. And at that point, you will have no excuses.
It's just. Everybody should know what they are by now. I've read them so many times.
Well, but they have new people. We have new people come into the radio show from time to time. And there's one in here called the Women's Club, which I think.
I did mention that one.
Well, people need to think about that one, because if you don't know that history, you don't know El Paso history.
Right. And
you're in it, so I figured you want to promote that. All right, we've got through this somehow. And can you read some more now that the right side up?
Yes. Oh, El Paso's El Paso's Mountains.
There you go. Legends are up. The gunfights is not in here today. I don't think we got.
I don't think
think so. No, no, we have Revolution Sites, which is a really good one. That is one of the best ones.
But you got to think about this in terms of Father's Day.
Yes.
Because these are available to purchase for Father's Day.
God.
It's a little ditty present, you know,
$23.
And Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 4.
Forget the Home Depot card. Get him something.
Yeah, this
really
is something they can use. So learn about El Paso. Okay, I think we've run that one into the ground now.
Yes.
So let's do this.
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, no, that's yours.
What?
I was going to say, because you had something else, a unique thing.
Oh, the Osako thing?
Wait,
they're selling the Osako chips again out there at Pepe's.
Right.
We'll be out there today, by the way.
What are Osako chips?
Osako chip is the piece of the stack that, when it fell,
The
thing blew up in a million pieces.
Right.
And some of the outside concrete still has orange and paint on it and black paint for the Osako letters. So we went out there and collected buckets of that stuff. And we were allowed to do so. We washed them all off really good. Put them in an acrylic case so you can't really touch it. It's not toxic anyway. You'd have to eat the whole cube.
You'd have to.
And that would make you ill. But in the meantime, you got a cube, glass, acrylic kind of thing, and in it is a chip from the Tower of Osako. It's a souvenir. And you can't get one now unless you come to me. Huh? I cornered the market.
Oh, no.
I saw something this morning.
What?
Next door to where my mother-in-law is staying right now, some people I know, I didn't realize I knew them until today, there is a mini Osako Tower in their backyard.
Oh, is it in Buena Vista?
No, this is over on the west side behind Coronado, and there's a little mini Osako Tower, and I'm like, what is that?
We're gonna
take a picture of this.
We're going to come out with another video eventually, I think. We've got a number two coming.
Okay, we'll take it. We can tear it down.
Enough of all that. Just to tell people, we're going to Pepe's today for lunch. Mm-hmm. If you can make it, please join us. That's fine.
Come and hang out.
More details that are coming out. Okay, now, to the Felipe Solis crowd here. Felipe's the one you know. Philippa's the one that's been on your TV for years. You say, yeah, I know her. She's still a little girl. Look at that. And then,
I'm still a
little girl. No, I mean the way you look.
Oh, bless you.
Well, you're a mature broadcast journalist. I know that.
I'm a mature, very mature broadcast journalist.
And then you turned into a pro musica lady.
Then I started working with El Paso Pro Musica. But there's a reason for that connection.
What?
And that's my upbringing, having been brought up in a musical world, dance. That was every day for me, talking about great composers, listening to incredible music, how that used to influence my mother and father in choreographing great works of dance. And so that was always there. And, you know, when we talk about this freely in growing up the way I did, there's the flamenco side that everybody understands and sees and appreciates, and it's been kind of almost sometimes stereotyped. But there's Spanish classical music that is incredibly beautiful with castanets, and there's a whole different world, and that, even as a kid, was always the aspect that I loved. So naturally, in that 1000th reinvention of Felipa, it was a great segue into things that I loved.
The arts.
The arts.
Are you still dancing?
I need to more.
Your mother's here watching you.
I know, she's watching me, yes.
Be careful how you answer that.
I know. I should. I should be.
Let's hear from the original dancer.
Yes.
Rita Triana. Is that I spell it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Well, good morning and welcome here officially.
We're delighted to be here with you.
Well, it's good to hear from you because we know what this one's all about. And where did she come from? Now I'm getting the idea. Your dad must have been a pistol, too. Oh, my God.
A bullet.
They were lightning rods. And so it's kind of interesting because you're not going to grow up calm and passive in this world where you wake up and there's already action and there's tortillas españolas every morning and there's music and there's talk and then there's dancing and then later there's wine and then there's always activity. There's 5 o'clock somewhere. But there's always activity, so naturally you're going to kind of be an alpha personality.
Yeah, I think that worked.
I think it did. And I was, but what's interesting, before we get, let my mother talk eventually. I was going to school when we moved here from Los Angeles, and I started at Mesita. I was shy.
What age were you then?
Nine. I was,
Third grade, give us.
Fourth. At end of the fourth grade year. And so, but eventually I kind of came into my own, and even in high school at El Paso High, they used to ask me to MC the events. I used to do morning announcements, and that's
how. It's because she can talk.
Yeah, she can talk. And so I kind of came out of my shell because my shell was kind of musical dancing. I was kind of considered like the nerdy girl because I wanted to talk about classical music all the time.
But you find out with that shell, it was your own shell anyway.
It was
ours.
Sure. No.
You had to break your own and say, there you are. Okay, let's find out where you came from. Interview your mother. Mom, how are you doing? No, but I mean, you've never interviewed your mother, have you, on TV or radio?
We did a little something once, but it wasn't really enough. Here it is. So I'm going to segue this with a great movie that was one of my favorites that you introduced me to, and that was The Red Shoes. And I think this sums up how my mother feels about life in general. There's a scene where Maura Shearer is first meeting this big dance impresario, and he says to her, "Why do you want to dance?" And she said, "Well, why do you want to live?" And he says, "Well, because I must." And she said, "Well, that's my answer, too." And I think that sums up my mother from stories I hear from the time she was 4 years old, that to dance for her was to live.
To breathe.
Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And dance is not what we do. It's who we are.
Ooh. That's heavy.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it does, because when you see that, the life in dance that my parents had, coming from Los Angeles, coming to El Paso, maybe that was where I found myself reinventing myself constantly.
Well, you get to do that when you move.
And you do.
Yeah.
And it's so healthy and good for you. So when my parents came to El Paso when I was a kid, and I wanted to go back to L.A. for one reason, because I had all these friends, and I was used to my surroundings, and this was different, and what are we doing? But immediately when we came to El Paso, they brought their world of dance to other people.
Well, that's very important, because my husband, born in Spain as he was, wherever he was, he brought Spain with him. Whether it was his accent, his food, his paella, his personality. And so this is what Felipe's heritage was and still is. Of course, it's a legacy for all of us that we were in a Spanish environment, what we call ambiente, always. And then we realized there was another world out there, but it became secondary. Our priority was, again, our heritage, our legacy, and what we respected about the family, where they came from, and what we were doing.
Well, now, you're from New York, and you started out in classical ballet.
Yes, I did.
Now, you went to Europe to
yes,
study
Yes, I
ballet?
Was with a touring company. It was a time when the ballet companies, Ballet Rouge, they were on their last legs, if that's not a pun. So the dancers began to teach, of course.
Just turn it.
And then we were very lucky when I was a little girl in New York, because all these dancers had opened studios,
yeah.
And they couldn't go back to Europe. It was, of course, during World War II.
No
and
place
so,
to go. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we really learned with the best. And that was true of my husband also, that during World War II, they weren't able to tour. And so New York was really the hub of the dance world. And when I was in tour, we were in France, we were in Spain, in Madrid. And we were dancing at the Theater Alvarez Quintero, and the great Spanish dancer Pilar Lopez was going to come into the next program of Spanish music and dance with the Madrid Symphony. And one day, I happened to come in. They were rehearsing. We were the next ones to rehearse, and I loved it. There's something in me. Now, here we are again in who we are that responded to this great torrent of rhythm.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I think I can do this. Where do I go? A rooftop in Granada. There must be a place for me. No, go find Antonio Triana in Los Angeles and tell him we sent you. And that was my beginning. They showed me a few basic steps, and from then on, I became an olé kind of person.
You just let the rhythm take over.
Yes.
You married the guy.
Well, that's what we have to do. I didn't have to play.
Who knew? Marry the teacher.
You marry the teacher, and he said, "Darling, you don't have to play for pay for class anymore." And that's it. And We started a life together that included no one else. We danced, when we married, in pajamas till 3 in the afternoon, and that was our world, and a world that he gave me. For me, to be with an artist, you share artistry, you share genius, and this to me was a miracle in my life, and it remained so until we weren't anymore, and as we know that nothing ends as it begins, and so we eventually had to go to nature in our separate ways, but I still carry so much of that with me, as my children do, too.
How many children do you have?
Two.
This one and another one?
This one and my son, Antonio.
Okay.
Well, now, another thing, though, you took having learned from your husband, and then you became a teacher at UTEP for 30 years.
Yes, I was.
And you taught not just dance, but you taught the culture of...
The culture, the history, the writers, the composers, the literature, the poetry. I think that in Spanish music, and especially in the dance, a lot of the poetry was written in kind of Spanish rhythm, so you could almost dance to the poems, and they became our great flamenco songs, if you will,
yes.
Because again, they express that heart and soul of the Spanish nature.
Yeah.
Well, we need to take a break here.
I hate to tell you.
Do you want to ask one more question?
I had one because Philippa, of course,
yes, ma'am.
Going back to her when she was a young pup, I guess, reporter.
A teenager. Yes.
She was
about
12 when she did this one.
Yeah.
Yes. I think. What are your big stories? When you first did with Steve McQueen.
That was
when he died in Juarez?
That was in Juarez. That was in 1980. I was a pup.
Yes,
but
12,
here was,
I think.
I was 12. The child prodigy of KTSM. Yeah. But it was very interesting because when I started in the newsroom, I was the gopher. Those were the days where you got coffee and it was okay.
Who hired you?
Jeff Gates.
I thought you said Carl Weiler hired you.
Carl Weiler, when Jeff Gates hired me, and I was very aggressive because he wanted to give me an internship, and I kind of said, wait a minute, I think you can pay me. And it was $2.98 an hour.
Oh,
and then my
first
day.
You can pay me? You told him that?
Heck yeah.
Good you.
And so
you're not surprised, are you, Rita? This is what she would say.
No.
We never paid her.
Because I never paid. But my first day, Mr. Weiler wants to meet you because who is this kid? And we hit it off so beautifully, and he was such an inspiration. I went to go talk to him every single week I worked there. But when I started in the newsroom and was helping and doing and working on Saturdays, we would have stringers from Juarez with news from Juarez, and I was truly one of the only people in the newsroom who could read and write in Spanish, and that was because of my father. He used to make us read out loud every night, which I hated, but that was the greatest gift I could have received. So I
Parents are like that,
yeah. And I started translating stories from Juarez, and I became very good friends with the stringer. Hey, what's going on? What's breaking? What's all this kind of stuff? And then he called and said, they think that there is an estrella de cine, a movie star, at a Juarez funeral home. We are not sure who it is, but we probably think you guys need to get here. And then we were talking.
And on your way, check if you're missing a movie star.
Check if you're missing a movie star. So the news director, Jeff Gates, actually came with us, myself and a photographer, and we went to this funeral home.
Oh, my gosh.
And since we were talking on the radios, I think the Herald Post picked it up, because I know Carlos Rosales was already there.
Yeah.
And it was very, very interesting. And we talk about this all the time. But there he was, literally on a slab.
Oh, wow.
And,
Dead McQueen, huh?
It was Steve McQueen. And what was the most interesting aspect of it is where he stayed at what's now the Embassy Suites. He was at the Granada Royale for 2 weeks. He was talking to a doctor and students from the Juarez Medical School that they used to have. And basically, his tumor that he was treating with Laetrol in Tijuana had come back. It was everywhere, and he just wanted to die without the tumor in his neck, which was kind of golf ball sized. And he knew he was not going to make it. And he checked in as Sam Shepard in what was then the Granada Royale
Sam
Hotel.
No, really?
That's a weird
Sam
one.
I bet Sam appreciated that.
Well, yeah, that was The Fugitive. So
yes.
That was The Fugitive. So there he was, and they contacted his family. It was very, very sad because they basically put his body in a pine box in the back of a station wagon and drove it to what's now Qatar Aviation, and we followed. And then once we got there, then all of his team was there, and they asked that pictures not be sold, whatever, and please back off, and we did. And it was very interesting. It was just overwhelming. At that point, years later, about 7 years ago, I was contacted by an author who recently wrote a book about Steve McQueen and his life and his death. But there was a lawyer who was trying to sell the story that there were guns blazing and they had to get him out of Juarez and all of this big commando stuff. And that never happened.
It would have been a better ending, you know that.
Oh, it would have been amazing. It would have been a great movie with Ben Affleck or something.
But that would have been fake news.
That would have been fake news. Exactly. Don't go there. But I said, no. That did not happen. And then the story was corroborated by his family. That did not happen. But it was one of the most fascinating moments of my life, and I can't stop talking. You have to go to a break.
I gotta take a break, lady.
No, I really appreciate your stories. I'm not going to interrupt a story like that. Melissa, we were going to do something here. What was it? I have no idea.
A break?
But you got the trivia. You
know, yes, we got
the trivia thing. Should we do trivia?
We shall do trivia.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
When Philippa was a news reporter for KTSM, she covered the death of a famous movie star.
Oh, that's why you did this.
Who died in Morris in 1980. Who was that star?
Oh, don't say it because it's a trivia question.
And then we have a second trivia question. So if the first person answers and another person
answers. Pick one. You get either one.
Rita Vega de Triana taught what history course at UTEP for over 30 years?
We didn't say that, did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
We did. We covered both of those.
Okay,
that's
in that case, you can ask.
That's why I was trying to squeeze those in
if
there.
If you want the prizes, which is this Pepe's thing.
Pepe's $20 gift certificate or one of the El Paso Gold DVDs. You can call us at 915-544-8576.
What?
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Scotty Clark with Scott Heating and Cooling with a fantastic offer for you and your family. It's peace of mind, the peace of mind that comes from knowing that you've chosen the very best, like the new XV20 split system from Trane. So with 24/7 service, 0% financing for 72 months, a 10-year parts and labor warranty, a lifetime warranty on my installation, and as always, my personal guarantee that you'll be satisfied or I will buy it back. What are you waiting for? Call the very best today, Scott Heating and Cooling at 595-4255.
Nearly two-thirds of us say we want to eat healthier snacks. But when we're tempted with chips, cookies, and junk, what do? Eat chips, cookies, and junk. Tempt yourself with better snacks. NatureBox delivers delicious snacks made with simple ingredients right to your door. Like mini peanut butter oatmeal cookies, sourdough cheddar pretzels, and Big Island pineapple made with only one ingredient, pineapple. From bold new flavors to tasty twists on the classics, Nature Box has over 100 unique snacks to choose from, all with zero artificial junk. Don't like one? We'll replace it for free in your next box. So join over 1 million people who've already tried Nature Box. Start snacking better and loving every bite.
For a limited time, get 3 free snacks. That's up to $10 of free snacks when you visit naturebox.com/radio. Visit naturebox.com/radio for 3 free snacks today.
I don't like compromise, which means I don't want adjusting my underwear every other set until it becomes part of my routine. Solution? Freego by revolutionwear.com. Underwear reimagined. I stay cool, dry, and focused on my next rep, not tugging and grabbing and putting things back in place. Freego by revolutionwear.com is as high-tech as you can get with underwear. No pinching, no pulling, no restricting. Buy Freego online now at revolutionwear.com. The revolution starts below.
Your forever friend is waiting for their forever home. News Radio 690 and the Humane Society of El Paso are finding homes for some of the most grateful rescues in the city. Log on to ktsmradio.com and enter the keyword pets to see adorable pictures of pets waiting for a new forever home. Forever Friends is brought to you by Pet Heroes Grooming, 6304 Edgemere near Geronimo and 5360 North Mesa. Helping find forever homes for forever friends. From the Humane Society of El Paso and News Radio 690. iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio, and we made this app so you never have to be without us again. Take us with you wherever you go, and never miss out. iHeartRadio keeps you connected to your favorite stations, so you never miss a thing. While we were at it, we went ahead and picked thousands of the best stations, so you can stay connected with us and listen to stations from across the country. It's super easy. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we got the crowd revved up in here. The lines are full. Here we go. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. And we're going to do trivia.
That's right.
But first, let me tell you about Today at Noon. Today at Noon.
Today at Noon.
Right here on KTSM AM 690. Talk El Paso is back with more on the updates, upshots, upsets leading up to the June runoff election, which is next Saturday. Will we see DeMargo for mayor before Election Day, or will David Salcedo for mayor have to hope that Facebook Live will replace a debate? Well, it's the latest mudslinging and endorsements in our local races that are still undecided for the election. Andrew J. Polk is there, and he'll be there today at noon. I get up, and he sits down. You'll see that.
I know that fine young man, too.
You know how that works.
I know.
And so, anyway, he's going to be on here today at noon, and he's going to talk about the elections. Let's talk El Paso.
Ooh, and we've got history lessons. The Harvey Girls of El Paso will be meeting Monday, June 5th at Union Passenger Station down at 700 West San Francisco Street, and that'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. And their program is the timeline of Fred Harvey's business expansion. That's going to be presented by Prester Coop, and visitors are welcome. So for more information on presentations and programs, you can contact 591-2326, or you can go to their website, which is harveygirlselpaso.weebly.com. Now, also, the Southwest Chapter of Railway and Locomotive Historical Society will be meeting Wednesday, June 14th, at the Las Cruces Railway Museum from 6 to 8 p.m., and their program is the El Paso Northeastern Rail Lines, and this is going to be presented by Ron Lyman, and the program and dinner cost is only $10, and visitors are welcome. Please RSVP to 915-540-9660.
Don't forget DVDs for Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, yes.
DVDs. And you're going to give some away here,
yeah,
or Pepe's coupon,
away, yes.
If these people on the phone can
That's
answer
right.
these fabulous questions
they
that you have.
Better know them, or they're going to stay up for the program.
You've only given out two questions. However, there's a third person on the line. There's all women, Anna, Christy, and Joanne.
Oh.
And don't go away if you don't hear the question gets answered already. We're going to ask you to ask us a question.
There you go.
Ah, and if they can stump anybody here.
There we go.
Even if they can't, we're probably going to give them a DVD anyway.
Yeah.
You know how this works.
But they
so.
Get to stump
Shall
us.
We go in the order that they called?
Yes.
Or should we just fake it?
No.
Anna. Anna is on the phone. Anna was first. Good morning, Anna. How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, Anna. When Philippa was a news reporter for KTSM, she covered the death of a famous movie star who died in Juarez in 1980. Who was that star?
She didn't do it,
Steve
though.
McQueen.
See? She was listening. She's a good listener.
I'm going to tell you, I grew up on Stanton Street, and to this day, I love going by Stanton Street and seeing where the Triana on the outside of the home.
Uh-huh.
It's So it just, you know, when you grow up and you have all this history, it's wonderful, Philippa. It's wonderful see that. And you also worked with you were there when Richard Pearson was there at Channel 9,
right?
Oh,
absolutely.
Right?
He was
Richard
a great
Pearson
mentor.
Was married to my sister-in-law, Maggie.
Ah.
And she was my sister-in-law. And I'll tell you what, I said, I miss them both to this day. I miss them both so much to this day.
Well, you're having a melancholy Saturday. Would you like a DVD? Would you like a Pepe's thing?
You know what I could do?
I'll make you
laugh just by saying Eric, and you could just think back of all the wild things Eric used to do.
Oh, yes.
And now
oh.
we can laugh and we'll all feel better.
Are you going to tell us a few of those?
Eric is fantastic.
Eric is fantastic. He used to play soccer. There's a trivia question. Eric Pearson was a soccer player.
Yes, he was.
Well, you've already given us the answer.
But maybe, well.
And somebody else might know. Okay, enough of Anna. Okay, thank you for
you.
Playing.
Thank you, Anna.
Anna gets a coupon.
Oh, she gets. Do you want the coupon for $20?
She said so.
Oh, okay.
In
so
the
hang
middle
on.
Of all that, she said coupon. So
yes,
hang
thank
on,
you
and Evelyn
so
will
very,
take care
very
of
much.
You.
Okay.
All right, hold on now. Don't go away.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot. Hold on there. Okay, going next to the next person in line, that would be Christy. Christy's on the radio.
Christy,
hey,
good
Christy.
Morning. Hello.
Turn down your radio. We have a delay, so you need to talk to us on your phone. Christy, 3-2-1. Hello, Christy. Go.
Yes.
Okay, Christy, now you get the second question. Rita Vega de Triana taught what history course at UTEP for over 30 years?
She was my professor. She taught dance.
Uh-huh.
What kind of dance?
Folklorico.
Ah, well, that'll work.
Spanish folklore. Spanish
she's
folklore.
Gonna,
flamenco.
We're all going to accept
we're
that.
We're going to accept yeah. that one.
Okay. Well, and so the students are now calling.
Yes. Right. I think they're talking about my grandmother, but we won't go into
yeah, we were there. That's our grandmother.
The earlier, older lady. She's not here.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody else has showed
this
up.
This is the daughter.
All right,
there were a lot of students over the 35 years.
Well, let's hear one. Yeah. Christy, tell us a story, Christy.
Oh, she was a wonderful instructor. Always kept us on our toes and busy, and I was sore at the end of the class, but... She was really awesome.
There you go. You get a prize for that.
Of you. So thank you.
We have a DVD. So would you like to pick a DVD? We've got the El Paso Smelter, the Mexican Revolution sites.
Is the Women's Club in there?
The Women's Club.
Take a Women's Club. And let me tell you why. People don't know the history of the Women's Club of El Paso. They think it's some elite crowd that just does fun mm-hmm. things for themselves. They basically built this town culturally. And they were the symphony backers. They were the
That's
original.
That's right.
On and on and on. So did I talk you into that one?
Do you have a Pepe's? Certificate?
Not
no,
this hour.
Already,
another one next
already.
Time. Well, wait a minute. Now, if you really want Peppies, you really, really want Peppies?
Yeah.
Okay, you get one then. Two certificates for these people. To heck with the DVDs. We'll sell them to somebody else. And in fact, I'll tell you what. Go out to Peppies. You can buy a DVD out there and give it to yeah. the man in your life for Father's Day.
Okay.
You got that figured. All right, Christy's on two. She gets a certificate.
Stay on the line.
Stay on there and don't go away. Joanne. Joanne is next. There she is. Hey, good morning. You killed Joanne. Joanne oh. Joanne left.
Oh, no. Maybe she'll call back.
Well, Joanne, sorry about that. If you call back, we'll deal with it. In the meantime, we need to take another break. Felipe's here with her mom, Rita. We're talking all kinds of El Paso history, and we're uncovering connections that I didn't know about. Stuff going on in your history, your past. And so we better take a break now while they're quiet, okay?
That's right. We'll do that.
3-2-1. What's that phone number?
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-1144. 800-885-1144.
This weekend, we'll be traveling to the intersection of Western history and pop culture. It's the place where Geronimo was born and Billy the Kid's mother is buried. It's where the 2007 movie There Will Be Blood begins. And it's where the 2001 movie Rat Race ends. It's where the famous Western scout and frontiersman Kit Carson first saw combat. And where Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch would escape to after pulling a job. It was said they were familiar with every saloon and soiled dove in town. And it just so happens to be where our hogs, better known as the Harley Owners Group, will escape to this weekend. By now, you probably know that I'm talking about the one and only Silver City, a place that was founded in the summer of 1870, shortly after the discovery of silver ore deposits at Chloride Flat. But before you can discover what Silver City feels like from the top of the greatest American motorcycle ever built, you need to discover BarnettHarley.com or see us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
There's two ways you can be a VIP at Guns N' Roses in Miami. There's the wrong way.
I'm going backstage and you security apes ain't gonna stop me.
Is that a VIP pass?
I made it myself.
Cute.
And there's the iHeartRadio Ultimate Guns N' Roses Welcome to the Jungle VIP experience.
You know where you are.
You're in Miami, baby. You're gonna fly. You'll be in the pit and on the VIP Welcome to the Jungle riser. Backstage and behind the scenes. Signed guitar from the band and much more. Download and open our free iHeartRadio app and search keyword jungle to enter.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, let's get to the important things here. We forgot to pick an Oñate special. You know, Oñate special for Pepe's today. We're going to go to Pepe's, those of us who can make it.
I'm actually going today.
You're actually going? Here's another one.
Well, I saw Pepe at the store the other day, so he made me gum.
Okay. Also, the wife is going to, show up. You know, she had a major event 10 days ago.
Yes, she did, and I was there in spirit because I had to work that night.
Well, it was a matter of her retirement, and they did a new magazine come out. We got a copy of it.
Great
here.
Event. It's
fantastic.
And so she's making a public appearance today. At Pepe's for lunch, so
she never gets live and in person.
Yeah, I know. She finally gets out in public again. You know,
and these
it's
newspaper
great to
people
see
don't see the light of day most of their careers.
No.
Now we're going to make her go to Pepe's today. So there's that.
Good.
All right, Philippa, we forgot to pick the special. So the Oñate special is any one of those entrees today only $6. It's going to be whatever price it is. Forget it. $6 today for the special. So Philippa Solis, what is the special today?
Today the special is, and I'm going to justify it. Guacamole tacos, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
They're so good.
Why?
Right now, okay, here's another deep, dark secret that takes me back to my house. My mother's a dancer. She is always, dancers don't love food the way, yes, she's a dancer. She was the Audrey Hepburn size one. My dad was the cook. He was the cook in the house, and I really, truly got that gene, so I'm a deep, dark, secret foodie who wants to be a chef in my next life.
But you don't overeat. That's obvious.
Well, I don't overeat, but I dream about it.
Yeah, would like
but
to.
Now
yes.
The new superfood is the avocado.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And it is all the rage. It's probably one of the most healthy things you can do.
The healthy
nutritionists
fat.
Are saying that people should eat at least half an avocado or maybe a whole avocado a day and just kind of justify your portion. So go be healthy, have fun, and get those guacamole tacos.
That's the Oñate special today.
Oñate special.
$6 only. Normally it's a price that's higher than that. Mm-hmm. And do you know why it's the Oñate special at Pepe's?
Why would that be, sir?
That restaurant sits physically on the original Camino Real.
Oh,
Oñate
yes.
went right through the damn door. I got news
wow.
for you. We don't
Alrighty.
Have video, but we have eyewitnesses.
He occasionally comes back through and stops for tacos.
So
you know?
We decided to create a special.
Well, if that conquistador wants a guacamole taco, we need to make that
make
happen.
Sure he gets one.
And
there
I get those every time yes. I go. They are excellent because I try to cut back on meat, and I have those, and they're
now,
so
now, have you
good.
Noticed that this young lady over here can give a speech on anything? It was about avocados.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It is amazing.
Drink
coffee.
From an avocado.
From an avocado. By the way, we
there
have
are certain things I will not do.
Do you know what you can do with an avocado? One of the coolest things you can do, I mean, you can stuff it. Eggs Benedict.
I've done that.
In an avocado?
It was so good.
Get the half of avocado, mm-hmm. do the whole thing, and then you've got the avocado to scoop in.
Oh, it's so good.
I never steer you wrong in the way of food or movies. But we'll talk about movies in a moment about with my dad, too.
We have an injection of information from the control room here.
Yes.
And it is from our call screener of the day. It's Evelyn Kassar. Good morning.
Yay, Evelyn.
And I want you to just grab that mic real quick from Philippa and just say, what did you just come in here with?
I think it's a good idea to drink like a cappuccino out of an avocado shell.
So you make a cup.
Oh, from an avocado shell.
A cup.
Yeah, a cup. You make coffee and you pour it in the avocado after you take the seed out.
And then
you sip it.
And then you fill it back up with tequila again. There you go.
Right.
I like that one.
Okay,
that's for the evening.
And that's Evelyn. She's our call screener. We need to thank our call screener today, Evelyn Kassara. And also the guy in the control room who takes every individual electron and shoves it out the door, goes on the transmitter.
Regardless of what it looks
and
like.
And his name is Sergio
Valenzuela.
He scores a goal, you know. Thank you very much.
It's a circus in here.
Evelyn and Sergio are doing their thing.
And talk about El Paso history, Evelyn's family. Her father was such an influence on so many young people with respect to sports in this community, mm-hmm. and education. And even my late husband, Mickey Solis, Coach Chisari, he was always there for him. As a matter of fact, I think he got him a job as a lifeguard. Yes, he did.
Chelsea
Park pool. It was
We
call BF. That was before Philippa. But yes, back in the day. And
there is such a thing?
Well, yeah.
Once you meet Philippa, you don't remember BF.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Sergio, do we need another break here? What's going on? We probably not yet.
No.
I got so lost in here with all the fun things we're doing here. Philippa Solis is in here.
That's right.
And we have her mother, Rita Triana. And Rita, you haven't said a word in the last 10
minutes.
Well,
I'm waiting for someone to say, drink sangria out of the avocado shell.
Sangria.
Well, that's in the afternoon.
You see, and I think if Juan de Oñate passed through, I'm sure he ordered it.
He left a little lunchbox there on the table, ready to fill up. So we go out. That's why we go to. And this is 6761 Donovan. It's out Donovan a bit. If you were going to go on Loop 375 and go straight down to Donovan toward the river, it'll be on your left about a half a mile. It's up in
that
neighborhood.
It's a great little place. And there's such wonderful people.
Well, you know what
people.
This is? This is the historic Griggs Food.
Yeah, for the Griggs restaurant.
That's
yeah,
who these people are. Together. These okay. people, were, okay. they managed the Griggs. Griggs restaurants, and they bought the recipes on their way out the door. In fact, they even have some of the tables. And some of the
organ.
So the roll tacos used to be the
yes.
That was
that.
When I had a metabolism, those were something.
Yeah.
Else.
Well, I know that feeling.
We go out there and just mainline them into our veins,
absolutely.
Man. It's really good stuff.
But with my mother, it is true. My father was the cook in the house, and you would be kind of a sous chef, but he created everything, Spanish dishes, buchero, just the things, but and callos, which would be Spanish menudo, mm-hmm. Tortas de bacalao.
Is this in the book you wrote?
I don't think so, because it's just a family story that his mother had very bad cataracts, and since he was the youngest child, she would say, Antonio, cut up the garlic, give me the, put the salt in the soup or whatever, and that way he hung around and was able to cook. When we married, he said, you know, you're going to burn yourself, Nina, and I said, well, go right ahead. And he cooked from there on. And he was a wonderful cook.
He really was. He was
amazing.
And
when he used to go on the tours in those days, of course, there were ocean liners. He'd always go where the chef was and picked up all the secrets. And we thought maybe as we got older, we would hire ourselves out as a maid and a cook.
There you go.
We didn't get to that point, but it was certainly a provocative kind
Great
of
idea.
A future in mind.
Well, all right, we have to take one more break. But I hear there's some different things over here in your hands that used to be part of your life, Philippa.
Possibly.
Why don't you play that a little bit, and we'll hear some of that on our way to the next break. You ready?
We're going
to,
as we segue into the
segue
break,
into the
here
break.
Is a sneak preview. Stay tuned.
Not our chief
Pepe's
chattering.
New Mexican restaurant and cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Scotty Clark from Scott Heating and Cooling. Purchasing air conditioning for your home or business is a significant investment, and choosing the wrong contractor can be both financially and emotionally devastating. So with a lifetime warranty on installation, my 10-year peace of mind warranty, 24/7 service, 0% financing for 72 months, and as always, my personal guarantee that you'll be satisfied or I will buy it back. What are you waiting for? Call the very best today, Scott Heating and Cooling, at 595-4529.
This weekend, we'll be traveling to the intersection of Western history and pop culture. It's the place where Geronimo was born and Billy the Kid's mother is buried. It's where the 2007 movie There Will Be Blood begins. And it's where the 2001 movie Rat Race ends. It's where the famous Western scout and frontiersman Kit Carson first saw combat. And where Butch Cassidy and the Wild Bunch would escape to after pulling a job. It was said they were familiar with every saloon and soiled dove in town. And it just so happens to be where our hogs, better known as the Harley Owners Group, will escape to this weekend. By now, you probably know that I'm talking about the one and only Silver City. A place that was founded in the summer of 1870, shortly after the discovery of silver ore deposits at Chloride Flat. But before you can discover what Silver City feels like from the top of the greatest American motorcycle ever built, you need to discover BarnettHarley.com or see us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Little Caesars, the home of the large hot and ready pizzas, like the classic pepperoni for $5 and the deep, deep dish pepperoni for $8. And don't forget the crazy bread. All this and more at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I want to let you know, after the history moment in the next hour, I'm going to explain about a television event that I want to have funded. A TV event that you'll appreciate this, Felipe okay. Solis. It's something that will sound familiar to you, but we want to bring back history moments on TV.
Wow.
Ooh, wait till you see how that turns out. We got it ready to go. We just need some help. All right, to let you know now, the Museum of Archaeology is open again on Sundays as of tomorrow.
Yay.
And it starts tomorrow, noon to 5. They're going to have everything going on like they always do. And it's just a matter now that they're in sync with the rest of the museums in the El Paso area. Jeff Romney is a Museum of Archaeology director. Mm. It's located at 4301 Trans Mountain Road, base of the Franklins. Explore 14,000 years of prehistory out there. Archaeology.elpasotexas.gov.
The El Paso Museum of Archaeology also has a special exhibit that is opened and run through October 21st of this year, and it's Paquimé, the Casas Grandes Culture. And it explains Paquimé's importance as a center of regional trade and culture during the 13th and 14th centuries. And it's going to have a great exhibit as well as wonderful photography exhibit. And then on June 17th at 2 p.m., the El Paso Archaeology Society, or EPAS, will host Dr. Kendra Moore, and she's the community outreach interpreter at Waco Tanks State Park and the historic site, and she's going to talk about interpreting the past to inspire the future and the history of interpretation at Waco Tanks. And it's a free presentation and is open to the public, and it'll be at the Museum of Archaeology. If you want more information on that, give Fernando Arias a call at 915-449-9075.
You want to know about some old history, man. Get out there and talk
really
to that. Well, it's El Paso history, and one reason that things are so unique here, we've got so much history, to the extent that we have a museum just for archaeology. How many cities have that in their little
and
world?
And Jeffrey Romney, I have nothing but incredible things to say. He's wonderful, wonderful person. He talk about history. Oh. His family from Chihuahua, and it's wonderful that he's running that museum right now.
Well, he does a good job.
He's the one from Paquimé. He was down there in that Colonial Juarez area. Also, did I mention, by the way, just as an aside, DVDs for Father's Day?
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to make sure I just mentioned that.
And chips from a circle.
And that's all at Pepe's today.
That's right.
But anyway, enough of that. All right, Felipe, we got you guys here for a few more minutes of this hour, and then we're going to ask you come back next hour and keep going, because, Rita, we haven't touched the surface of anything here, have we?
We're going to talk about Dad.
Well, you had some questions.
You were talking about, you sent us some information about husband, Antonio de Triana, and he was from Spain, correct?
Well, he was born in Seville, Spain,
yeah,
and in the barrio across the river,
called the Guadalquivir River, and this was really a body of gypsy life. And he was a child prodigy. He was supporting his family at the age of 8 or so, going to that area of Spanish flamenco dance called the Café Cantante. And as a little boy, he would go. And luckily for him, that school of flamenco took him in as a child. And really, he learned the secrets, the rhythms, the chants, all that specific era of probably Spain's golden age of dance. And he appeared very young in a theater. He had a dancing partner whose name was La Kika, who became a very famous teacher. So she was on one side of the Atlantic, and of course he came to the other side. And she's the one that sent Felipa the castanets when Felipa was born. And so we always had that kind of a connection with Spain and with Spanish things. And my husband was discovered by the great composer Manuel de Falla. And as a young person, he was already choreographing amazing Spanish dance dramas. And this was his idea, and this was his concept of taking the flamenco dance, which is the exciting, fiery dance of the Spanish folklore, and taking it to a more theatrical level. And this, of course, he was able to do. So this Triana of Seville, the setting, is what made him have this Andalusian spirit. Andalusia, yeah, of course, is southern Spain, and Seville Triana, we think, is the cradle of the flamenco art, and that's where he was born. And he never lost that love or that spirit of that little town, and of course the history that it gave him, and the knowledge. And of course, in talking about, you know, Spanish culture here, we know that Spain was also invaded by, of course, Greeks and Rome.
And the Moors.
The Moors, of course. And I think that the Romans came into Spain probably, something like 200 BC. And we don't know the language that they found. We don't know what Iberia was, but Spain, Seville, everything became Romanized very quickly. And so that's why we call ourselves, in a way, Latinos, because the Latin was, of course, the basis of these Romantic languages. And they came, of course, to this hemisphere.
Can I switch it to Hollywood? When did he first come to Hollywood?
He came to Hollywood very young. After he left Spain, he was a cabin boy on a ship. He always wanted to go to America. And I have a very old dictionary from Spanish to English. And he was a cabin boy on a ship. The ship's name was Cabo Viano. And that's where he found a dime on the floor. And or on the captain's table or whatever, and he took it. And when he got off the ship, he roamed through the streets of New York. And of course, then there were the different areas that you knew where you were by the cooking odors coming out of the tenement windows.
Well, he had a dime.
And he had, I think he had castanets in his pocket somewhere. And sure enough, he walked into a barber shop and said, "Yo soy Sevillano, and I'm from Seville." Fortunately, the owner of the barbershop said, "Yo también, me too, so come stay with us." And fortunately, he did that. That worked out.
I hate to do this. We got to take a break out of here. Come back and do this again after the news, because you're still going to be here, right?
If
my God. They're not going
anywhere.
They're
not getting out of here.
No, you can't be that.
We're not done with them.
Felipe
yet.
Cerlis, Sarita Triana going to be here with us for the rest of the show up until noon. And then, by the way, noon o'clock, we have the Talk El Paso comes back in here talking about the elections and such. Well, this is a very interesting crowd of people here. Felipa, we now know some of your background. We're going to hear more.
Yes, we are. We will share.
You know, it'd be interesting.
The different stories. And we're going to do trivia next hour as well.
Right.
Of course we will.
Of course.
It's all trivia to me.
It's all very trivia.
Should we see you after the news?
I think we should.
Thank you all. See you right there. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
James from Metallica here.
This is Lars.
It's iHeartRadio.
Hi, this is Angus Young from AC/DC on iHeartRadio.
Open up the free iHeartRadio app right now and type in your favorite artist name to make a custom station based on all their biggest hits.
Free!
Hey, this is Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free.
Download our free iHeartRadio app or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.